Salutations, one and all, and welcome to the premiere episode of what I promise will be the multiverse of madness and melancholy and probable mediocrity here on Love Wrestling. Of course, I'm speaking about March Madness here at Poetry Promo. I am the Wordsmith, and this is Poetry of a Promo dedicated to the greatest of all time on the microphone and in the stratosphere, in the universe, in the madness. This month will be dedicated to the one and only, the Macho Man, the Macho King, the Macho Legend, Randy Savage. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Poetry of a Promo. What was that? What? What did he say? At Poetry of a Promo on Twitter, Instagram, and the ether of other things that I don't understand because technology is intimidating and monstrous. And I'm looking down the video scope in a plea for help. Don't know what I'm doing, and it scares me. Without any further ado, let's jump right into it. This is not a traditional piece. This one does not come from the World Wrestling Federation. No, this particular piece from Macho Man Randy Savage comes from the good old days of WCW. It is, in a word, iconic. Please, enjoy. Oh, yeah. At Slamboree, I promise that you're gonna be witnessing the dirty match from hell, and it's gonna be completely insane. I guess everybody knows what I would do to get the Hitman and Hollywood in the squared circle. I'd go to hell itself and make a deal with the devil, because that's just what I did when I got Roddy Piper, the commissioner, to be my tag team partner. Piper, you hate me, and I hate you. But the one thing that I can count on, both of us hate the Hitman and Hollywood worse than we hate each other. And now I'm thinking that it's honor amongst thieves. You can count on me. I think that I can count on you it's all over. When it's all over, Pepper, if you want a piece of the madness that works for me, because last Monday night, your apology that you didn't give me for your mistake that you made was very, very weak. And if you're not man enough to apologize to the Macho Man, well, I'm man enough to beat it out of you. Piper, I want you to fire up for that tag team battle after we kick their you know what's. I want you to bring your dress into the ring, 'cause you're gonna be crying. I'm gonna slap the you know what out of you. You call yourself an icon. I don't even know what that word means. Is that the bird? Like the dodo bird? A species that doesn't exist anymore? Well, I don't know what an icon is, but I know. Oh, I know what the madness is. And if you got the guts enough be my tag team partner, we can get it done. And whatever's whatever after that. Oh. So many moments of absolute brilliance. Chef's kiss. Magic. Magnifique. Magnificent madness is what this is. And that will not be the last, ladies, gentlemen, and lizards alike. For we will be doing this every single week in March. Right here on Poetry of a Promo. But if you thought that was the end, well, then you've never seen the show before, because I don't know what's going on and I'm not in control. That being said, I know that in the next few moments, there will be an advertisement for one of our lovely, 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 lovely sponsors coming up on screen. And I know there will be content after that lovely, 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 lovely advertisement is over. But I don't know if I will be alone. So, stay tuned. Because the one thing about poetry of a promo during the month of March and March Madness that is for sure is that nothing is for sure. Stay tuned.
Well, let me tell you something, everyone. If you go over to manscaped.com, right this moment in time, right now, you can save 20% off of your next purchase at manscaped.com. But how am I going to save 20%, I hear you ask? Well, let the wordsmith tell you. Because if you enter promo code LOVEWRESTLING, that's right, LOVEWRESTLING, you can see it down here. You can see it scrolling across the screen. Enter promo code LOVEWRESTLING and save 20% off of anything you find on that website. And also, you'll get free shipping. How crazy is that? 20% off. Use it to buy the Lawnmower 4.0, and at the end of the day, your balls are going to thank you because, like the headline says, at manscaped.com, we save balls, and it's just too sweet.
Salutations, and welcome back, and whoa, I'm not alone. My goodness.
As expected,
as I seem to have alluded to before the break. Ladies, gentlemen, and lizards alike, I am joined at this point with the Grand Poobah, the master of disaster, the man with the plan. I think he's a neat gentleman, but I think he should really get that. I think he should really go back to school. Get that doctorate, sir, so that we can then call you Dr. Love.
Theoretically, you still could. Would it be accurate as far as my profession goes? Not whatsoever.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here at Castle Wordsmith, I mean, let's be honest here. Shoot from the hip, pew pew, if I can. I have the ability to bestow honors on people, and Love Wrestling exclusive. You have an honorary doctorate in.
All right, I'd like to thank my parents. I'd like to thank my parents, of course. You know, for having me and allowing me to accomplish this. It's whatever. We'll figure out what the doctorate's in later. This honorary doctorate of awesomeness, I'm in for it. I'm here for it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
My lot in life.
Welcome. If I'm right, this is like the first real poetry of a promo guest episode, if I remember correctly.
The first and potentially the only, to see how this goes. If people are like, this is garbage, it's fine. I've been on other shows, but I figured why not start off big with the man in charge? I figured that would be neat. So I bet you're probably wondering, why are you here?
Who a little
I?
Bit.
Yeah, probably you know who I am.
That part I've got.
Yeah, exactly. So we are here to discuss, as my show goes, the poetry of promos, good sir. We are going to have a conversation. I'd love to hear your opinion because my opinions, well, you hear them every week. But I figured because it's March Madness and I'm all about madness over here. Just flip things up, make things crazy. I want to start off with a theoretical question for you. What in your mind's eye makes a perfect promo?
Conviction, I think, would be the first for me. Like the great promos out there, the people who are great at promos out there, you know, you go back and you look, Mick Foley is my guy as far as that goes. Rowdy Roddy Piper is my guy as far as that sort of stuff goes. And the thing that I found with those guys, as well as you look at even guys like The Miz now, the thing when they're cutting a promo, whether it's ridiculous, whether it's an impassioned promo, whatever it might be, I think the conviction that those guys put across and the fact that they seem to or do believe every word that they're saying is huge. Because anybody can write a good script. Or not anybody, but for the purposes of wrestling, anybody can write a good script. And I think anybody can go out there and memorize words on a sheet. But when it comes to how you deliver them and the way you get that message across to people, that's where you get people. That's why I think Cena was so successful. Is like, okay, that guy went out there each and every time, and whether he was booed or whether he was cheered, every word that came out of his mouth, it seemed like he believed them to the core of himself, you know? So, you know, more important than the words that you say is how you say them. And more importantly than that, I think is the authenticity and the conviction with it, you know?
Absolutely. Could not agree more. However, I have to lean a little bit more towards the words meaning something. It's like it's the basis of my show or something, but that's all.
I was gonna say you're not the conviction smith.
Yes. There is one thing that is sorely lacking in the Castle Wordsmith: conviction and anything else along that line.
Say and convictions, which is good.
Pending. Maybe.
Litigation is bad.
Yes. You spoke about Roddy Piper. You spoke about The Miz. And you spoke about John Cena. But I didn't hear any final answer on who is the greatest promo of all time. And yes, there is a
That's
wrong
tough,
answer.
Man.
I don't know what it is, but it could be.
I was just going to say, you know, I've probably heard a couple of them on your show when you get Jeff Farmer out there, right? But yep. That's a tough one, man, because I'm sure, you know, you talk about your favorite wrestler, it flip-flops nearly every day, right? The few I mentioned there, Piper, Foley, Cena, Miz. I think Miz definitely deserves to be ranked among the all-time greats as far as it goes. Punk's a very easy answer, but a very correct answer as well. That guy is just unbelievable as far as that goes. Personal favorites right now, like I never really started watching a lot of Eddie Kingston until he signed with AEW. I was lucky enough to get to see him live a couple of times when I was out in Toronto for SummerSlam in 19. But even then, there's only so much you can get of independent promos and stuff like that versus what you're getting of him in AEW, right? So he's certainly a recent favorite, a guy that I really wish, you know, I wish I'd found about this guy earlier. That friggin' certainly applies as far as it goes. Yes. For Eddie Kingston. But my personal favorite, man, Rowdy Roddy Piper. It has to be. And I think Foley keeps coming back because Foley's got my favorite promo ever.
Yes. And don't worry. I happen to know a guy that's in charge of this show. I might be able to pull some strings.
Ring up the office, hey?
I'll put in a little call to somebody to get
the recommendation box, outside of Castle Wordsmith. It's getting a little full.
It is. I will be honest. We don't go out much, but.
Well, we can't right now.
Exactly. You know, all the pending litigation and stuff. Anyway, moving on. On the note of Roddy Piper, do you, besides They Live, which is a fantastic monologue and just, I wish that could have been put into a promo, the bubblegum thing, obviously. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Roddy Piper promo? Not that I'm fishing for ideas, but
you know,
I haven't touched the hot rod this
not particularly, man. And I think the coolest part of that for me is it's because he was so consistently excellent. You know, whether he's cutting a promo against Bret Hart, whether it's the Piper's Pit segments where he's acting as more of a show host with things, I just think that Piper was so freaking consistently excellent. And again, that conviction behind him is just fundamental. I think he's certainly a guy that if you're trying to learn how to cut a promo or trying to learn how to effectively convey a point to people, for lack of a better way to put it, dude, like, Piper was incredible. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to sidetrack here for a bit, but I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to watch World of Hurt. It was a Canadian reality show up here. Season one, Lance Storm hosted, and then season two was hosted by Rowdy Roddy Piper. And there was a segment of every show. I think there were 16 episodes, 12 episodes, something like that. Each one of them focusing on a different talent that was training under them at the time. So you've got folks like Casey Spinelli, and you've got folks like Taya Valkyrie, and you've got Kyle Sebastian and Vance Nevada, people like that on this. And incredible professional wrestlers. And you even see these people when they're going in there and they're stepping up and they're having to cut a promo in front of Rowdy Roddy Piper. Like, just the sheer awe, not only in that they're getting to do it, but then they're getting Rowdy Roddy coming in and adding his flair to it and workshopping promos with him and all that sort of stuff. And you watch the transition from beginning to end, man, and it's just chef's kiss. Like, that guy's a freaking magician as far as it goes. So the long answer is no. To be honest with you, do I have a favorite Rowdy Roddy Piper promo? Absolutely not. Why? Because I challenge anyone. It's like finding a bad Bret Hart match. Find me a bad Rowdy Roddy Piper promo. You won't. You just won't.
That, you know, absolutely.
Even if I had to pick one, do you remember when he was coming back as part of that little, and again, a bit of a random, do you remember when he came back as part of that, like, Legends feud with Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
And he cut that promo about, like, the history of the business and the respect of the business. And again, it's not like he's reinventing the wheel as far as the content of what he's talking about, but the context of it and how he emotes it is just friggin' incredible, man. It's absolutely incredible. And that was late in his career. Real, real late in his career.
But he could do virtually anything, really. I mean, we're also looking at a guy. I mean, we can't really talk about it considering it's not the most PC thing anymore. This is a man who did culturally insensitive promos, and we still like him for it. I don't like I personally don't like that promo myself.
Those certainly, you know what? There we go. If you want to show me a bad, Roddy Rowder promo, there we go. It's like Hart and Backlund at Mania 9.
But from that, it's like the balls that it takes to do that is like, that's so very in the know.
This guy was just so in his convictions. It's really incredible. That guy, as far as I'm concerned, is he's the greatest out there in an industry of real great people.
Yes. In a country full of great people.
Saskatoon's finest, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That was the line I was fishing for. Took the bait.
Well, always. Always. You know
exactly,
me.
Exactly. As far as next questions go, if you think of Roddy Piper, what do you hear? Obviously, you hear the bagpipes. Now, we were discussing this before we went on camera, I suppose. And I wonder, I know you've stepped between the ropes as an announcer on occasion, but let's say Spencer Love, Dr. Love, Mr. Dr. Love, you are booked as a ring announcer / performer / in the future, robots, whatever you want to talk about. You're booked in the Madison Square Tokyo Dome, biggest arena in the galaxy. What are you coming out to and why?
I think it would have to be Love Roller Coaster. I think I have to go with that one. I don't know. It's so cheesy, man. But like, that was the first entrance music, theme music, any music like that that I'd ever used, whether it was for interviews, anything like that. So I think I'd have to, just almost as like the nostalgia trip for it. There's a lot of great tunes out there though, man. Like Wolf Mother, I think, is severely underutilized as far as it goes for entrance music out there. I think I'd like to use them. Dude, there's so many great tunes out there. It couldn't be anything metal, I don't think. I wouldn't be able to do metal nor like rap, nor any of your like, I guess, traditional genres of entrance music.
I don't think coming out to Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, greatest rap song of all time.
That's true. I am like the whitest person you ever find.
I'm sorry. It's
no, dude. It's so true. I am the wonder bread of people. There's really no other way to put it.
I think you're a wonderful person who likes bread.
I'm the wonderful bread of people.
The wonderful bread of
no,
people.
But that's
meat bread, if you will.
All righty. Hell yeah, we'll take it. Well, we'll turn this into a positive. Yeah, I think I'd have to go with Love Roller Coaster just for the nostalgia trip, all that sort of shit. But man, like it's, I think that music and promos are two of the biggest components. Like as far as wrestling goes, the actual wrestling itself is probably like number four or five in importance, yeah. If that makes sense.
No, it does. Absolutely.
When you're looking to establish a character and sort of get that part out there, which, let's get real, you know, it's not like you need to build a big one, but a ring announcer, you need to have some sort of non-physical character. Establish who you are. Love Roller Coaster is nice and happy. It's positive. It's upbeat. Gets people jacked. You're set.
And it's the chili.
Final answer.
And it's the Chili Pepper. Like, how can you go wrong? Right?
You right? can't. You simply can't go wrong.
You can't.
Oh, their new album's going to be so good. Hey, we got to talk after, by the way, because I think I'm going to go see the Chili Peppers in Toronto in August.
Oh, well.
It's their only Canadian date, and I got to see John.
I will see. I will see if I can get a release from contractual obligations that I may have at Castle Wordsmith. However, Spencer, I must leave with this one last very important question. It's rhetorical, theoretical, whichever verbiage you want to use.
Very meta.
In our conversation, I have noticed, and I have to ask, are you ever going to grow up?
Oh, fuck.
And what does that bring to mind, I wonder?
No, why grow up? I'm a month away from my 30th birthday, so let me tell you about the last thing that I am thinking about wanting to do is grow up. But a nice little segue, because I'm going to take it if you're going to give it to me. It's very, very excited. That's exactly it. Very, very excited. Not to announce, but just to reinforce that on March 25th here in Edmonton, Alberta, we are going to be hosting the second ever show from Love Pro Wrestling, LPW2, Don't Want to Grow Up. A huge shout out to Zach Ralph, Love Wrestling's own, for the artwork, because if you guys are Descendants fans, music fans, wrestling fans, and I'm sure you're a combination of some of that if you're tuned into this, the artwork is just, again, chef's kiss. Zach did such a good job with that, and it's just so cool that we've got so many great professional wrestlers, managers, referees, commentators, volunteers coming out, like everybody involved with Love Wrestling, Love Pro Wrestling, and any iteration of that phrase that you can possibly get. I am so excited to have a part of it. We are going to put on one hell of a professional wrestling show here in Edmonton. I am so excited for it. And if anybody's never taken a chance on professional wrestling before, if you're tuning into this because you're a music fan, you're a promo fan, whatever it might be, we'd really love it if you did take a chance on pro wrestling and took a chance on us specifically, because we think we're going to do some really, really cool things with the show. We're going to be streaming it live. We've got to figure out the actual logistics as far as like times and that sort of stuff. But as far as that comes out, we'll have streaming links. We'll have all of that sort of stuff out. It's a cool time, man. It's a really, really cool time. We talk about Saskatoon's finest, Rowdy Roddy Piper. We've got some of just Canada's finest, above the 49th parallel's finest, coming out to YEG in March. So it's a great day for Hay, man, to quote the great folks at Letterkenny. I'm so damn excited.
Great day for Hay. Well, on that note, sir, I thank you for your time. I thank you for the honor of being on lovewrestling.ca, if I may insert
that. The thanks is mine, man. I tune in every week. Don't think that I don't tune in to make sure that you haven't B2B'd the situation and blown my budget.
I will not tolerate the slander against my best friend Plugger.
I was just going to say, I've got lots of love for fiscal responsibility, but I've also got a lot of love. Let's just throw the compliment out there. I got a lot of love for the B2B guys as well.
Exactly.
Just not what they do to my bank account sometimes.
He's not a financial wizard, folks. He's not. But on that note, I thank you, sir. And ta-ta for now.
Thank you for having me, friend. I'll see you soon.
Ladies, gentlemen, lizards alike, I thank you so much for your time, for your attention. You have just witnessed the very first installment of March Madness. I am the Wordsmith. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Poetry of a Promo. And find all my lovely content here on lovewrestling.ca. Buy the merch. Use our promo codes. Tune in next week when the madness will continue. However, for now, we did the thing. We got in the ring. Now, ring the bell and fare thee well. Ta-ta. For now.